Well, it's that time of year when schools in the UK are coming up towards their end-of-year exams. And we at Trevor James were contacted by a 16-year-old schoolboy who has finally solved the conundrum for all left-handed flute players. His name is Rafe O'Poll. Being left-handed himself, Rafe was used to having become right-handed for most everyday tasks, such as writing in textbooks, working cameras, and playing his beloved flute. However, in his letter to us, he was convinced that with a little redesign and tinkering, that he could do what has been largely ignored by every modern-day flute maker, to design a left-handed flute. Right, taking time out from his busy school schedule, I'm joined by Rolf. Hi, Rolf.
Hello, JP.
And how are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Tell me about this left-handed flute and what made you design it.
Well, being a left-handed player, I often wondered why nobody's really done one before.
So, Ralph, what made you choose the left-handed flute?
Well, everybody knows that normal people play the right-handed flute, and it's just not on anymore. I've had enough, and I decided I'm going to do something about this. So I did it.
Rolf, you approached us 3 months ago with this design, and we at Trevor James have taken time out to make it for you for your design and technology course. What's your view on it?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I can't believe you've actually done it for me. I don't know, I'm just so grateful.
Do you think this will catch on with other left-handed people?
Oh yeah, definitely. It will.
Rolf, have you got any other projects on the go at the moment?
Well, there is one thing I've been working at, and it's for musical instruments, and you know, when you're playing it, it's the nasal silencer, so it avoids background noise from your nose when you're playing anything.
I'm sorry, Rolf, I've never heard such a funny design before. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but tell me more about it.
It's not funny, it's not. It's what I use this for my school project. Basically, it controls the airflow from your nose, so it concentrates into the instrument. And also, you know, you don't lose any air from your nose.
I know you're serious about this, but I'm finding this incredible. Is it something that needs to be made, or is it?
Oh yeah, have you not heard them out there?
No, have you tried? Have you approached any companies?
Well, I did go to Haribo, but they do make just sweets.
This audio pod was produced and recorded by the Trevor James Flute Technical Team here at Lenham in England. For more information on Trevor James Flutes, visit www.trevorjames.com.